It is with great honor that we introduce to you at this time the distinguished United States Senator from the great state of Connecticut, Senator Thomas J. Dodd.
My friends, we meet in a perilous and violent time. And to compound the difficulty, in our own country, thousands of students and pacifists, egged on by extremist agitators, have engaged in militant demonstrations against our policies, including sit-in strikes, the stoppage of troop trains. There has already been frightening racial violence, too, in a number of our major cities. Where are the true revolutionaries in this world? Where are the people who have made progress? The preservation of freedom does not come cheap. It will require all the energy and all the dedication of which we are capable.
Our time is here. The signs are clear. Energy people, let's crash and smash. If they bust the blacks, we'll fight back. If they bust the whites, we'll stand and fight. They're getting sick, let's start to kick. Come on, friends, we'll get our turn. All we do is bark and burn. It's us they hate, it's us they fear. Stay together, freedom's near. Freedom's now. We're rough, we're tough, we've had enough. 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 We've had enough.
Can't you hear that train whistle blow? Can't you hear that train whistle blow? Can't you hear that train whistle blow? Oh Lord, this train is Jim Crow. Stop that train so I can ride. Stop Jim Crow so I can ride. Stop Jim Crow so I can ride. Black and white folk riding side by side. Train whistle blow, can't you hear that train whistle blow? Can't you hear that train whistle blow? Oh Lord, this train is Jim Crow.
Yeah, damn that. Hey, damn that stuff, man. This is Jimmy Knight coming at you top of the damn hour. On another episode, another edition, you know, of Lost Discs Radio, and we are getting Joe Stacks on the phone line here, if we have an audio.
Hello, Groovies.
Which, see, we tested that pre-show, and it's still working, but we did not test... we did not chest Chesty's mic.
Chest.
Go for it, Chesty.
Chest my mic for me.
All right, so we got everybody there on board. Now, Dr. Doc Brown is not available to be in studio with us tonight because, you know, he's preoccupied, and we'll leave that to your all imaginations there as to what preoccupations he might be partaking of. But in the meanwhile, speaking of things that are, you know, meanwhile and mean, and like, I got a lot of agita going on. Okay, I don't know about y'all, folks. If you don't have a lot of agita, look, everyone's got a lot of agita. Because there's a lot of them agitators, right? Them outside agitators, Chesty.
Yes?
Stirring up trouble around the around town. Around
trouble in Big River City.
Around the nation. We got trouble. And so I got a lot of agita, folks. I just... And so what we're going to do, I'm afraid, for like the first half of the hour here, is probably I'm going to be using my record collection now to as a catharsis to just, you know, try to get over the agita, right? So you can all just kind of get on board with it or not. I don't even really care what the hell you do, because I got, you see, Joe, you understand what I'm trying to say?
I am down with you, although I thought you were saying there were some adjectives going on.
And, it's angst, Joe. Maybe that's a proper term, is angst, that I got going down. All right, so we're going to just do it, folks. You can be in touch with us. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Yes, you spell the word discs with a C for criminy sake. Yeah, we got to let Krabby Appleton tell it like it is.
radio.
you're crazy.
You're worse than that. You're the nemesis on me premises. You're endangering the whole project. Where's your passport?
What's that?
I thought so. You haven't got one. How dare you come into a free country without a passport?
Well, I'm legal, all right. I came in as a Christmas tree. But I'm not leaving till I see me crack.
And I'm seeing me congressman, Senator Rawkins. And I'm having you deported. You're a member of a subversive underground group.
A full moon needs trouble. Bad sign in the sky. No time to lose. We got to try and use all we can to get by. You just take all the horses. Tie them up to the barn. We got to bar the door and just a one thing more. Sound the fire alarm. They're meeting in the woods. They're solving tonight. They're doing things God knows ain't right. They're rolling on the ground and they're having a good time. Thank the Lord they're not kids of mine. My daddy warned me when I was a child. Sooner or later things might go wild. Grab your Bible and get your gun. We'll go out and we'll fix those young uns. So get tall. Here on our front page, they're spreading everywhere. They're all up in the hills taking little pills. We better get ourselves prepared, Lord. They're all banding together, just like we feared that they would. We got to make us a stand just as fast as we can, cause they're up to no good. They're meeting in the woods, they're solving tonight. They're doing things God knows ain't right. They're rolling on the ground and they're having a good time. Thank the Lord they're not kids of mine. My daddy warned me when I was a child. Sooner or later things bound to go wild. Grab your Bible and get your gun. We'll go out and we'll wow!
Obviously, there is animal life here. Probably intelligent life as well. And yet we haven't seen any.
Lost Disc Radio.
All right, I'll say it again. I don't like it.
That's right, you know. We're really only young Republicans. We only do this on kicks for kicks on weekends.
Yes, I hate to remember what a fool I used to be.
I've never seen so many strange-looking people.
True, but nevertheless, they're all very intelligent people, Susan.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Indeed.
I can't show myself like this.
What's wrong with you?
Are you blind, boy? Can't you see I'm black?
I think it's very becoming.
But it isn't! I'm a white man, damn it! I'm a white man!
What's wrong? What's wrong in our schools? Politicians are blowing their cools over they who refuse to abide by the rules, though they should be separate dealings. What's wrong at the zoo? The animals sense all our fears showing through our facade, yet there's not a thing that they can do. It's hurting their poor helpless feelings. What's wrong?
Sweetwater, right? Sweetwater off the Reprise label from like 1971 or two there, okay? Asking the question that we should all be asking, but before that, hey, you know, before that, now, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, Joe. The Ainsley Dunbar Retaliation.
That works for me.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about that in a second. That was off the Blue Thumb record label, by the way. Before that, it was Timber. Yes, that was a group called Timber, okay, on the old Elektra Records label, right, with Witch Hunt. Witch Chesty. Chesty, that is just Witch Hunt is what that was called.
Yep.
There, because, and then at the top of the set, it was Krabby Appleton. Man, and that was also on the Elektra label, which is kind of crazy to say. Piece by Piece from Krabby Appleton. And, you know, we forgot to back announce at the very tip top of the show there, man. We were hearing Josh White, okay, from an old, really old 1955 Elektra LP. And he was giving us the old Jim Crow train, you know. And damning that old Jim Crow train. Joe, let's go back down and real quick. What about Krabby Appleton? Now, this is one of the guys from Millennium or something, right?
Yeah. A guitarist and singer, a guy named Michael Fennelly, had been a part of Millennium and Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if that played a role in his getting Krabby Appleton together, getting them signed to Elektra. But they were successful enough to put out the two LPs, 1970-71. And it's worth mentioning, too, that their first album was produced by Don from Don and the Good Time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good album. And this is, of course, now we just picked up over the summer, folks. There, so some fresh, crusty vinyl for you. fitting into the show tonight, man. Now, this group Timber, I don't know, like a male-female vocal thing. This was like 1971 or two as well here, Joe. I don't know. What about, do we care about Timber?
Well, it's...
One album, I'm thinking.
One album. And here's an interesting piece of trivia for you.
Yeah.
This album,
yes,
on the Elektra label, coincidentally, also produced by Don from Don and the Good Time.
Get out of here.
Now, come on. What's the guy's last name here?
Out
the LP, Joe, so we can. You're coming up short. It's Don Gallucci.
Don Gallucci. Don of Don and the Good Times.
Right. Okay. Cool. So these are all like West Coast groups we're
yeah,
talking.
Yeah,
right?
And I mean, so and it makes sense. I mean, they're on Elektra. Might have been working as like a staff producer. He could have been like Paul Rothschild or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's just not working with the big names. He's got Timber. He's got Krabby Appleton.
Yeah, the second tier group.
Really good stuff. And I've never heard anything by Timber before, so I'm really happy to hear this tonight.
Yes, yeah, cool. There's some cool stuff on there. You know, it's a mixed bag kind of thing. All right, so let's get on down to this Ainsley Dunbar.
You said Ainsley.
Now that's a guy, Ainsley Dunbar, and his group is the Ainsley Dunbar Retaliation.
Yep.
He's like a session drummer guy?
Well, he's got a checkered history. He's of course British. He was a member of John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
Yes, there.
A while. And he worked with, I think he might have been in the Jeff Beck group as well, or
yeah. But he did stuff. He did like three solo albums, much to my I had no idea. Until I just came across this one this summer, too, man. It's like his first or second album. Mean Old World is what we heard from Ainsley Dunbar. And then, Sweetwater. Now, I can't find anything on this. Another, like, mixed guy-gal kind of hippie commune-type group, Joe?
Yeah, what I could pull out from the Vernon Joynson book, Fuzz, Acid, and Flowers, was that these guys were a Los Angeles-based group from originating out of the San Fernando Valley, put out three albums, though, on the Reprise label.
Yeah.
So that's, you know.
Really? They had three? Okay, that's interesting.
And was this their third album?
No, this is from 1969. It's got to be their first album.
That's their first album. I just had an oddball piece of info about their third album from 1971. If you don't mind, I'm going to throw this in.
Yeah.
I guess their drummer left at some point during the recording of their third and final album, and the album was finished with a session drummer, a guy named Ricky Fattar.
Yeah.
Who I don't know if you know. He was part of the touring combo for the Beach Boys in the early to mid '70s. And he also played the George Harrison role in the Ruddles documentary.
No way!
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
Ah, fantastic.
Of course, the George Harrison role was played by an Indian guy, naturally.
Yeah. Holy crap. All right, so that's very cool. And speaking of people that filled in with the Beach Boys, we will, in the latter part of the show, be paying a little bit of tribute to good old Glenn Campbell, right? So stick around if you're a fan of that kind of genre, I guess. And in the meantime, just please stand by for this. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She ought to get some rest before we use drugs. Her mind might snap.
Yes, my mind might snap from all of this stuff in the universe that's circling our heads right now. And I have just the thing that everyone needs. Fluff and fun and humor is what we need. We need some escapism from James Brown.
I was talking to a cat the other night. See, what everybody's looking for today. They're looking for escapism.
He has instigated a holy war against the Jews and the Muslims alike. Let's clean up Jerusalem once and for all, he said. Then he announced he could fly and jumped out the Vatican window.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Mr. Peppermint Man.
Oh, yeah. Peppermint Man.
What's his name?
Come on, you go.
Now, Mr. Peppermint Man.
An exception. I don't like most people of his race, but he's different.
Oh, yeah!
Well, I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just a trying to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby to try to get a date, my boss says, no, dad, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause it didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Gonna take my problems to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
I mean, you know, like the Chinese restaurant, sir. Well, that's just a plot, sir. You know, you go in there to spend $4.50, $5, and eat for about an hour and a half. And about a half hour later, you're starving to death. Well, that's a Chinese communist plot to starve the United States.
Glenn Campbell. Right. You're digging the out-of-sight sounds of a very young Glenn Campbell there, man, doing some studio session work back around 1961 there on the old Crest record label with Buzzsaw, right? Only putting it out under the name of the GCs, okay? The GCs, get it? Glenn Campbell, out of sight tonight, man. A non-charting record for Glenn Campbell, right? He wouldn't hit it big for another couple years there. But man, there he was. GCs, not to be confused with the Bee Gees, who are going to come up here just in a minute in a kind of a song that we're going to tie in with Glenn Campbell. But before that, it was Birch Ray. Birch Ray. Birch. Good old Birch Ray with Summertime Blues on the Yellowstone Records label, right? Right out of Miles City, Montana. Says right on the label, man. Montana was the QTH of that old Yellowstone label, folks, for Birch Ray's version. And we were in the middle of our escapism with Dick Dale, right? Dick Dale and the Deltones off the Deltone record label. We heard Peppermint Man, and we flipped it over and played the B-side, Surf Beat. And that, you know what, you want to know why? Chesty, tell him why. Tell him why we had to play that, Dick Dale.
Because you just saw Dick Dale up there in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we drove up to Northampton, Massachusetts, me and Dr. Doc Brown there the other day. Just on Thursday night, and we seen good old 80-year-old Dick Dale knocking the shit out of that guitar. Man, does that guy play with craft. Oh, seriously, if you get a chance to see the great surf guitar player Dick Dale, you must do it. I was not prepared for how impressed
not
we
to
all
mention
came away.
That, you know, we like the B-sides here, and I don't mean your backside.
Hey, and let me tell you, Chesty, thank you for that. Somebody in the crowd at this show, in this bar where Dick Dale was playing on Thursday night, they yelled out for Peppermint Man. Like, you know what I'm saying? These people were nuts. They knew all his repertoire and stuff. And they're like, Peppermint Man, yeah! And he did it. Like,
and you just got this record this summer.
Yes, that's the thing, folks. We're tying it all in because most of the vinyl that we're ripping from tonight's show is stuff we found over the summer, right? We got that 45 down in around Allentown, Pennsylvania a couple weeks back. And that we kicked off the set there with James Brown. It was Chesty's Chick Pick. Escapism, Part 1 on the People Records label. And Chesty, you found that at Double Decker.
Oh, yeah.
How much did you pay for that 45?
50 cents.
Right. 50 cents, folks. That's
I don't mean the rapper.
See, Chesty's hip enough to know what's going on.
I don't
down.
Know. Is that really a rapper?
I don't think he has an S on the end of his name. That shows you how unhip we are. The 50 cent guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyways, yeah, man, all this crazy vinyl comes to you basically from Summer Acquisitions, man. What can I just tell you about that? We got some emails in real quick. We better just see it. Speaking of Dr. Doc Brown, you know, we got to give a shout-out to the Hammo crew down there. Good old Doc's Navy Blue listening over by the fire. And, you know, Silly Foo has been adjusted them antennas. And what about the children, Chesty? What about the children? Can you say that into the microphone, please?
What about the children?
Right. Catching them sand sharks. Hey, who else is in there on that email? We had from Tim and Diana down North Carolina way. We're from some punk in Illinois. He said he's listening in. Larry in South St. Paul, digging it, getting a fair signal on 5130 on the old KC tonight in the RF shortwave. Folks, if you're out there, you can always do it. It is Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com. Come, right? How you feel about any of this, Joe? We got anything you want to say about Dick Dale, man?
Well, damn, that's just so impressive. He's 80 and kicking ass like that.
Yeah. No, he really was, man. Yes, he really.
Now,
really.
Does he actually have like a touring group, or does he just show up and get like some local combo to back him up?
That's a good question. It was just a trio. It was just Dick on the guitar. He had a bass and a drummer. That's it.
So
and yep. Just
the
you
Deltones at all? Or
I'm sorry.
Did they advertise it as Dick Dale and the Deltones,
no.
Or at least two Deltones?
No, just Dick Dale. So I don't know if those are local guys or if they're. I would imagine they're on the whole Northeast tour with him. I think he's just doing a tour in the Northeast. That's all.
Well, still, that's great. I would hope, hopefully he'll come around our way. I'd love to see him live.
All right. So now we're going to get back to the music here. We're kind of wrapping up the hour. And yes, there'll be more preachy, hippie crap at the very end of the show, tying in with the whole Glenn Campbell problem. All right. So just get used to it, people. This is what you should be. Man, whatever happened. Hey, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding anyways? Joe.
Anymore, not a whole lot.
Jesse? No, all right, okay. All right, now look, so here's the thing. We came out of that Glenn Campbell record there on the Crest label with the Buzzsaw thing, but now we're going into another Glenn Campbell non-charting record from 1961, I'm thinking. Okay, now, it's a non-charting record, but yet everybody, well, most people will know this song. Okay, the Vogues had a big hit with it, the Letterman had a hit with it, and the Bee Gees recorded this, right? And it's written by a guy named Jerry Capehart, who also is the guy, Jerry Capehart, who wrote Summertime Blues, right? for Eddie Cochran, who had the big hit with it. Okay? I'm just saying, that's how we're kind of, and I didn't try, it's just like, I just happened to notice that that's, it's all come to this nexus point, folks. So here we go with a little Glen Campbell action, exclusively on the 1961 on Lost Discs. Radio. Yeah, this is the original, folks.
There is someone walking behind you. Turn around, look at me. There is someone watching your footsteps. Turn around, look at me. There is someone who really needs you. Here's my heart in my hands. Turn around, look at me, and understand that there's someone to stand beside you. Turn around, look at me. And there's someone to love and guide you. Turn around, look at me.
Squaresville!
Am I boring you?
No, go ahead, please.
Lost Discs.
will probably not make you suddenly shake hands with your fellow man and love him like a brother, but will lay a firm foundation that can become the beginning of understanding.
It's not that funny.
Let me be a little kinder, let me be a little blinder to the false those about me. Let me praise a little more. Let me be when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. Let me be a little braver when temptation makes me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Let me think more of my neighbor and a little less of me. Let me be when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Let me serve a little better those that I am striving for. Let me be a little meeker with the brother that is weaker. Think a little more of others and a little less of me.
Glenn Campbell and Bobby Gentry on a duet there out of 1967 off the old Capitol Records label, Less of Me, closing it out tonight with Glenn Campbell and Bobby Gentry there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Glenn's going to take us out here in the background too, folks. Yes, it was Glenn Campbell before that with Walking Down the Line. Also on the Capitol label, folks. And we kicked off the set with the original version of Turn Around, Look at Me, right? See, you never knew what you never knew. You've been digging Lost Disc Radio Show. This is Jim E. Knight. Been sitting in with you for the past hour, giving you all this preachy hippie crap right up your nose, folks. Like the bluebird of happiness. If you want more of this kind of action, folks, well, maybe not the hippie crap, but some of the obscure oldies action, you get over to rockandradio.com where they encourage us to keep doing this kind of thing, you know. The RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man, Randy Tibbetts, there for your edification. And the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. Right? And he's right alongside his brother from another mother, the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. Right? Of course, you can always get over to our site. It is lostdiscsradio.com. Right? And good night, Chesty.
Good night, all.
Good night. Hey, Joe, good night.
Good night, all.
Right? And say good night to all them outside agitators, I guess. If it's indeed possible for them to have a good anything, you know? And then on the other side of things, sure to wear your protective goggles, folks. You need some eye prophylactics for Monday afternoon. Good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.